Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
As you can see,
oh, yes,
we are all very young.
Very, very young.
No fake a left my mommy. No got a left my mommy. I ain't in Miami. Maserati for Yaoni. Ferrari for Sashi. Ferragamo Bugatti. Olo Butoni. No fake a left my mommy. No fake a Sosa. No Razi Pepe.
Oh yes, this is another Saturday, a beautiful Saturday. Actually, guys, I thought I would not be able to make it to this place today because of the riots that they were proposing. So I was just like, oh, we will be able to do this today, but God's so good. We have a lot of police all over Lagos to ensure that people go about their business successfully, because I don't think anybody wants a repeat of NSAS, honestly speaking. No matter what you're fighting for, nobody wants to see what NSAS did to people's business some months ago. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad that things are normal. We're able to go about our daily businesses and all that. Some of us have business, you just have to be in a place. Yeah, you just have to speak to people. You have to be one-on-one with people. It's not every business that is online. So it will affect a lot of people more than the others, especially those that are doing one or two things and all that, and you know what I mean. So welcome, honestly speaking. I'm really, really happy to be here. Welcome to the Real Estate Nigeria show on the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. Yeah, that's why we are here today, and we're going to talk about real estate specifically and see. I know there are lots of money outside, and I know there are few coins outside there, but let's see how we can actually utilize the little we have to make something good for ourselves and begin to earn from the little we have until we become one of the Otedolas tomorrow. You just wake up and start singing, Mofeda be Otedola, I want to be Adenuga. They all started. We all know that Dangote started from with a 500,000 naira, and today he has billions. So I know a lot of you have that kind of amount. So we're going to start, and we're going to talk about how we can actually make the little we have to be much, to be something that people will want to invest in our company. People will want to know us as we grow in our daily endeavor. So I'll be right back, and then we'll talk about how to make the little you have to become something, to become the Otedola of tomorrow, the Adenuga of tomorrow, and of course, the Kike Williams, your host on the Spirit of Nigerian Radio of tomorrow.
As you can see,
oh, yes,
we are all very young.
Very, very young.
No fake a left my mommy. No got a left my mommy. I ain't in Miami. Maserati for Yaoni. Ferrari for Sashi. Ferragamo Bugatti. Olo Butoni. No fellow of the Adenuga. You cannot believe what I have seen with my eyes. Say my people, it is a beautiful story. Na na na. See, I fought through defeat. Now I am living a better life, and I'm thankful for the life that I am living.
All right, welcome back to the Spirits of Nigeria, and you are listening to Real Estate Nigeria with Kike Lamont Williams. And today, like I said, I want us to talk about how we can make the little we have to become much. You know, let's take the story of somebody that the 10 talents, you know, one talent decide to hide his money, why five talents decide to bring in more and all that. So it's just a matter of mindset. What are you thinking? What exactly, how do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself going? It's not by pronouncing it, but it's about envisaging where you want to be and then walking towards that dream of yours. I'm just going to give one example before I start talking about how you're going to make your money in real estate. I have to start small and end big in real estate. I want to take the example of the Duchess and the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, that is Prince Harry and Meghan. you know. And some months ago, a year ago, they stepped down. They said they don't want to be one of the royals, and that they want to go on a break. You know, this is Prince Harry, who has been in he's been a prince all his life. Even wherever he goes to, you know, there are people around him. You know, he has money. I mean, he has food. He has inheritance from the mom, inheritance from the father, inheritance from the grandmother. There's money everywhere for Prince Harry. So he can as well decide to be like Prince William. But he said, no, I want to work for my money, and I want to get things done. I don't want to just walk on the streets of UK waving hands, shaking hands, and I'm being paid. Because he looked inward and realized that there's so much in him that he could achieve. He realized that there's so much he can do, the talent that he has that can bring money. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's a matter of you looking inward, irrespective of what is being done for you right now. As a child of the rich, as someone who is not of the rich, but at least sometimes they give you, even if it is 10 naira, they give you to school. How do you take 2 naira out of it and do something with it? There's so many ways you can do that. So many ways you can do that in the real estate business. And that's what we call the crowdfunding. The real estate crowdfunding. I mentioned it last week. No, I just touched on it briefly. But when I left this program, somebody was asking me some questions that what exactly, how does it entail and all that. So I'm just going to take my time to elaborate on what crowdfunding is all about. When you say there's a crowdfunding, also known as a property funding, it is a way of raising money for real estate investment. You raise money for real estate investment, and this could be as low as 1,000 naira. Not just, I understand, okay, there's no property that's 1,000 naira. Yes, I get that. There's no land that's 1,000 naira, unless you want to go and buy land in Ijebu and they will call it Lekki for you. We all know that. So there's no land in Lagos. There's no land anywhere so close to us that will give you that kind of return that is 1,000 naira. Accepted. But I'm not saying that you should buy the land yourself. And that's why it's called crowdfunding. Crowdfunding in real estate. Raising money for real estate investments. In this fair, people from different backgrounds, from could be friends, it could be the job of the real estate company to look for all the people that would invest in a particular plot of land, in a particular house typology. It could be one bedroom, it could be two bedroom, it could be four bedroom, it could be anything. It could be, oh, we just want to bring our money together and we give it to the real estate company, agreeing on the percentage interest that we will get at the end of, say, 5 months, 6 months, 12 months, 48 months, depending on the real estate company. So when I say you can actually utilize your 1,000 naira, I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from and where I'm going to. So your 1,000 naira plus my 1,000 naira plus like 10 people 1,000 naira, we already have 10,000. And at the end of the day, if we say we have a land that is being sold for 100, for say 2 million or 3 million, and then we all decided that we're going to come in with the little that we have, maybe 5,000, maybe whatever 1,000 that we have, and then we own a particular property. We own a particular property which we have as, we now become co-investors. We've all invested in a project. So it's either you're investing in a project, or you're investing in a house typology, like I said. One bed, two bed, three bed, four bed, six bed, duplex, mezzanine, whatever it is. Or you're investing in the land, or you're giving cash to the real estate company at an agreed percentage interest after certain months. So in doing that, you do not have loose funds. lose funds that most times you have with you that you now use on things that are not relevant to you, and the next day you're broke. So you have that loose funds with you. So crowdfunding is something that is very, very, very good. And I think that everybody, it doesn't matter your age, I will say as long as you're in the university and then you're going home asking your mother to give you money for bio, law, then G. You are collecting money for bao. Say bao, wanikara bao, law G. You tell your mom, bao is 10,000 naira, law is 15,000 naira, G is... So that extra that you've made with your brain, please, because some of you are Jacob, that extra that you've made with your brain, can you just put it aside and use it as an investment? So that by the time you're done from school, your parents can see that you have done something. You don't have to wait for them again to give you money for NYC, to go to camp, give you money. You already have an investment. For 4 years, your investment would have grown to a particular amount that can sustain you through your NYC. Or if you decide you want to roll it over, it can sustain you that as you are finishing your NYC, you are getting an apartment that you can stay. You can decide between those people that you come together to do your crowdfunding and say, look, you know what, guys, the three of us, we are going to be staying in the apartment and we'll be paying and we'll share the money, whatever it is. You can actually come together and even use that property that you invested in while in the university as your first place of accommodation. So while others are looking for who to stay with in Lagos or who to stay when they got a job in a far place, like you're living on the mainland and you got a job on the island and you're looking for where to stay and all that. So you already have a place to stay. So these are the things that crowdfunding can do for you as the young man or the young lady growing up to be somebody. I'm still going to come back and talk about the different types of crowdfunding in terms of equity, in terms of debt, in terms of all the things that comes with crowdfunding. I'm going to talk about it, but I just need you to understand what crowdfunding is as an individual and as a team, as a pair, how you can invest and be good and make your money in real estate. We'll be right back.
As you can see,
oh, yes.
We are all very young.
Very, very young.
Me fi go live for my money. Me fi go live for Baba me. I ain't in Miami. Maserati for Iwobi. Ferrari for Sashi. Ferragamo Bugatti. Olo Bugatti. Me fi love via Denuga. Me fi fare so sad. My people, it's a beautiful story, na na na. See, I fought through defeat, now I am living a better life. And I'm thankful for the life that I am living, na na. Easy baby, love, hey, okay. Shabaluwa, no, shelo. Oh, oh, waliwa. Shabaluwa, no, shelo. Lagos today and London tomorrow. Shabaluwa, no, shelo. Oh, my God, yeah, Shabaluwa, no, shelo.
Oh yeah, Oluwa Loshele, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Real Estate Nigerian show on the Spirits of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. As I was saying, I was talking about crowdfunding, how you can make money as a young man or a young lady growing up in this system all over the world. I'm just going to give you a little research. According to research, it was said that 10% on the crowdfunding, they have 10% increase annually on crowdfunding transaction, valued at 27.4%. Valued at 24.4%. 27.4%, beg your pardon. 27.4%. So we have 10% annual increase on people who are into crowdfunding. You know, sometimes I look at Nigerians, we want to copy a lot of things, and this is a research done for people in UK, crowdfunding in real estate. Crowdfunding in real estate, they have an annual 10% increase. And that annual 10% increase is valued at 27.4% growth. So with such growth, they predicted that by 2024, we've been having almost £900 billion on crowdfunding. Now, I'm going back to my people in diaspora. You know, sometimes we are there in America, we are there in the UK, we are there in Canada, we are there in wherever it is, Germany, wherever we are. We don't take our time to look at what even the owners of the land are doing. The citizens, and okay, I get it, you're a citizen as well. I'm talking about the white guys. We don't take our time to look at how they are investing their money and what they are doing to bring their money. We sit down in America, in anywhere in the diaspora, and the only thing we are concerned about is, oh, in Nigeria, what is Buhari doing? Oh, in Nigeria, Sunday Igboya, whatever is it doing? We do not look at what can give us that emancipation. Bob Marley said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. And the only way you can do that is to be financially buoyant. So we spend our time in critiquing what a lot of government or other people are doing. We do not look at what we can do to alleviate that 9-to-5 suffering. So if they say in UK alone, by 2024, they'll be having £900 billion in crowdfunding under real estate. There's a 10% annual transactional increase, and then it is valued at 27.4%. So this, and they predicted that by 2024, they call it the peer-to-peer crowdfunding, is expected peer-to-peer. And we know what peer is. This is your peers means your friend. They said, in 2024, friends and friends coming together, funding, investing their money, we grow the economy by $900 billion and pounds in Europe alone. I'm not going to talk about America. I'm just telling you about Europe alone. Friends coming together, putting their money in real estate. Friends coming together, owning a property. Friends coming together, investing their money and getting interest at a particular point in time. In that same UK that you have seated, thinking of everything that you're posting has to do with where you are, whether you are from Namibia. I don't know, maybe because I'm a Nigerian, I see only Nigerians. And I wonder sometimes, I don't get to see things from Ghanaians posting things day and night. The Ghanaian in Nigeria, in their Ghana, whatever, abroad and abroad, they understand the growth of their economy. They understand the growth of their country. So it is very rare for you to see, at least we are following some celebrities in Ghana, even if you are not following the average Nigerian Ghanaian. You follow some celebrities in Ghana. I don't think I've seen a lot of them just wake up and be posting things that are not relevant, that will bring their country down. They don't. Liberians don't. South Africans don't. So you, the dead, that the only thing that you can post is about how Nigeria is falling. And I'm happy Trump has also shown you people that America can fall. So what are you doing with your funds? What are you doing with your funds? The little money you have, what are you doing with it? Yes, you're there. You want to get a place. Yeah, they can give you a loan for $100 million and you get the place. At the end of the day, that house still does not belong to you. At a certain age, I don't know how true that is, that you'll be sent to home for the aged, irrespective of the home that you bought. The home belongs to the government. And then we are saying that in Nigeria, where you come from, do what they are doing in the UK. A peer-to-peer funding, crowdfunding, will be giving them $900 billion at the end of 2024. At every year, there's a 10% increase in peer-to-peer funding. about 27.4 value. So please, let's do this. Let's listen. Let's do this. 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 Let's do this as a Nigerian youth. Let's do this as an adult. And let's do this as a Nigerian who doesn't want to remain where he or she is. It's not about singing you want to be Otedola. And it's not about you marrying Otedola's son or Otedola's daughter. It's about you utilizing what you have to make yourself to be independent. You go and marry Otedola's daughter, and then you come back and says, any rich man's daughter, and then you are complaining that the person is not entering the kitchen, this, da, 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 da. You're just deceiving yourself. If you know you're looking for someone to enter the kitchen, you could have as well married your mate who likes to stay in the kitchen 24/7. Okay? So now let's go back to crowdfunding. So there's something they call the equity funding, whereby when you put your money, you own part of the real estate assets. That's what you own. That's what you call equity. You own a stake of the real estate asset. So if you are doing an equity funding, that is what you have. If you're doing a debt, that's what we call debt. You lend money as a loan, or as what we call the buyback, and for a particular project, you lend money to the real estate company for a particular project. And don't look at it that, look, how much do I have that I'm going to lend? It's still, we're still talking about crowdfunding. Don't forget, there are some investment options that is about 2 million. So you can come together and say, okay, we want to give this real estate company 2 million for the next 6 months. And then you work out the percentage of what they're going to give to you. And then you know that you're going to get your interest up front. And you know that after that interest, which you can use to do one or two things, you're also coming back at the end of 6 months, at the end of 12 months to get your capital. And you can decide that you want to roll over your capital. So when I say you can be a debt, your funding can be in form of equity or in form of debt. Don't look at it like, oh, wow, where did I have money to give them? Where can I have such a large amount of money? No. We are still talking about debt under crowdfunding. Equity under crowdfunding. So your debt under crowdfunding gives you your return on a project. So which can be increased if you decide that you want to roll it over. You can say, okay, I'm giving you 5 million, I'm giving you 2 million, and you're giving me the equivalent of the interest that I'll be getting is about 3%, and that's the equivalent. I just said, let me say 10,000 naira or 100,000. So I'm having 1.1. Okay, you know what? I want to roll it over. From 1.1 becomes 1.2, it becomes 1.3, it becomes 1.4, and before you know it, it becomes 2 million, and then you have the, within 1 year, you can actually roll your money over to have some increase that will be tangible to what you're doing. So do not look at it from that angle. You can make money as an equity investor under crowdfunding. You can make money as a debt investor under crowdfunding. Okay, now let's talk about the advantages. I'm going to talk about the advantages, but before I go ahead with the advantages, let me just take up this question that pop up in my DM right now. Just hold on. Oh, will you give your... Okay. The question is, how do we ensure that we get our money back? There's what we call due diligence, and we all know what due diligence is. Yeah, I know there was a time the bank wasn't like, nobody was so certain about the bank until Sanusi came, and then there was this reshuffling a total overhauling of the banking system, and they were asked to put 25 billion. So even if you put your money there and the bank goes down, you still have your money intact and all that. Yes, maybe real estate hasn't gotten to that level. But the fact that there's Lastarera, whereby real estate companies have to register and they are accredited, which means that if you go to a real estate company, and I think I've said it last year, you find out their position with Lastarera, and if they are credited. So if you give them money and anything happens, you have the government will come in and ensure that you get your money. That's the way it works. So do not look at the fear of who to trust. Who to trust is based on due diligence. And please don't go to someone who says your one million, he will give you 3 million in 6 months. There's nothing that person is going to do with 1 million within 6 months that will give him 3 million in real estate. Because the house that you're investing in, the land and all that, hasn't started appreciating. So if the person says within 6 months he's going to give you 200% of what you've given, there's a problem. Even the bank cannot do that. So be mindful. Don't let greed overcome your, take over your desire to have a tangible and reliable investment. So just know that what is obtainable, can this person actually give me the returns that he's saying? And then you sit down and calculate it. If he says he's going to give me 300,000 naira in 6 months for the 1 million or 2 million that I've done, then you should be able to say, okay, yeah, let's say 300 million, 300,000 naira or 150,000 naira. Yeah, you should be able to do that. If I take it to the bank, then you go back to look at what the bank can give you. Do you understand? So you should be able to marry it together and say, okay, yes, this can happen. I hope that answers that question to the person that sent that DM. So now I want to talk about the advantages of crowdfunding. One, it gives you an opportunity to participate in high income and highly sophisticated real estate projects that ordinarily you cannot afford to buy. But in crowdfunding, you can actually tell someone that I own a piece of the Oceania. Or I own a piece of the Pacific Manor too. I own, do you understand what I'm saying? So you can actually own a property that on a very good day you cannot afford to buy. And that means because of the profit that we're going to come into that property, that means you have earned yourself enough money to do things for yourself in the future. So that's the advantage. You can own a project in any part of Lagos with crowdfunding. You can decide inside you and said, you know what, I've done my investigation and I realized that we have a lot of people looking for a one bed in Lekki, a lot of people looking for a one bed in Ebeju, or a lot of people looking for a two bed in GRA. So I'm going to invest, I'm going to do my crowdfunding in Lekki, or I'm going to do my crowdfunding in Ebeju, or I'm going to do my crowdfunding in Ikeja. So you just have to see that, also do your calculation. Due diligence is very important when you want to be an investor. That's why sometimes you go to these rich people, it takes them time before they can invest. After you've spoken to them, they call in their lawyers, they call in their financial advisors and all that, because they want to put their money in the right place. So you can do that as well. You may not have the money to have financial advisors, you may not have the money to have a lawyer, but you can actually do a desktop research. A desktop research cannot fail you totally. If you sit down and you go online and start questioning, you know, what is the price of a one bed in so-so-so place? What is the price of a two bed? And how you know, look at your Google search to give you AdWords of research on apartments. You know, you will find out which of these apartments are hot. Is it a one bed? Is it a studio? You will know. And then you can sit down and say, yes, I've got all those things in place. So let me go to the real estate company now and invest on crowdfunding. So, like I said, it gives you the opportunity to participate in high income and highly sophisticated real estate company. That is what it does for you. And also, the funding increases your portfolio. As a young man, peer-to-peer, it increases your portfolio. It grows your investors' network, you know, in the sense that you have done crowdfunding for this and you're doing crowdfunding for the other one. You're doing crowdfunding. It's something that you've put your mind into. It's just like you sitting down and say that you want to own 6 Akara. For this year, I'm going to be buying 6 Akara. So you have your first money, you buy 3 yards. You have your second money, you buy another 4 yards of different Ankara. At the end of the year, you can actually achieve your goal of just 6 Ankara. So the same way you can achieve your goals on crowdfunding. This year, I want to do 2 crowdfunding, one in Lekki, the other one in on the mainland. And you can achieve it. So you're already growing your investors' network. At the end of the day, you know where you're going to. You know where your money is coming from. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then because there's opportunity for you to exit, so your money is not just tied down. It's not like the bank that says, if you want to come and take your money, you're losing XYZ, this, that, that. You have little months to do whatever you want to do, and you get your money in real time. So at the end of the day, you have your money, your yield are there in real estate, and you're making your money like every other person there. Oh, yeah, I know it's a lot to assimilate. I know. But I just have to say it, and then I have to make everyone to understand what crowdfunding is all about, what crowdfunding is. We're talking about. We're still on the Spirit of Nigerian Radio on the Real Estate Nigerian Show with your host Kike Lamar Williams. I'll be right back when I give you the final tips on crowdfunding in real estate.
As you can see,
oh, yes.
For the life that I am living, man,
easy baby, okay.
Oh yes, Olua Loshele, Lagos today, London tomorrow, Abeokuta, wherever you want to go to, everywhere is God, you know, it doesn't have to be out of the country. But you know, the funniest thing about this thing is that a lot of musicians, home and abroad, they've invested in real estate, a lot of them invested their money in real estate. I mean, gone are the days where all your money, you know, is for you to have 3 wives or 7 wives because you are a musician. But I think those days are gone. So that's why most of them, even though the trend is still there, having baby mamas and all that, but they know what it means to have 3-4 women in their house. So they're only taking care of their babies and leaving the mamas alone. So at the end of the day, it's all about how to maximize your fund, how to be able to bring your funds together to create, to give you more funds and all that. And we're talking about the advantage, and we've talked about the what is crowdfunding, how you should come together with your friends to own a property, to own, you know, be it it could be equity in crowdfunding, it could be debt in crowdfunding. All these are the things that can bring you money, you know, no matter how little it is, just come together and do something, and you'll see how far you will go with your cash flow and all that. You can make your crowdfunding when it comes to debt to be within 6 to 48 months. Debt in the sense that I'm giving you money and I want my money back in 6 months. Those of you, let's take the person that sent that SMS, that how do we am I sure that my money will be given back to me. So you could do yours before the 6 months, you know, and then once they keep coming back and all that, then you can say, okay, you want to increase. This is not MMM where you're funding. You don't know where the money is going. Everything is online. I don't know. Everything online, sometimes I'm just kind of weary about it. So you know where your money is going. You know who is online and you know what you're doing. So you could do yours for six months. You can make it a short-term investment, 6 months or 48 months, you know. And I can tell you, according to research, you can get as high as 12 to 14% on returns. Yeah, 12 to 14% on returns. No bank will give you that. And you know why real estate can give you that? Because house real estate is a viable investment. Whether you in for offices or for accommodation or for business in terms of sales, or you need a building, you need somewhere to stay. You need somewhere to stay, you need somewhere to do your business, you need somewhere to gather around, you need someone to do your concert, you need somewhere to do, you need somewhere to do all those things. You don't, you can't do anything on air. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even if we are connecting together online, we are still in a particular place. We are still in a particular building. If I'm connecting with you online, I'm staying in my house connecting with you. So the other person is staying in, is in his house connecting with you. The musician that wants to sing online is connecting to you through a specific building. So in real estate is very viable. So you can make your money. You and I can assure you that you will get up to 12 to 14% returns on your investments and all that. And then there's transparency. Transparency in the sense that you know exactly where your fund is going to. You are investing in a property in XYZ location. So you can actually go down to see what you're investing your money on. So it is something that there's transparency. Nobody's, if somebody sells, come and invest in the real estate, and you ask the person, what am I investing on? Is it a land, a property, or am I giving money to the real estate company? You should be able to identify the real estate company, identify the land, identify the building, even if it is off plan. This is the land, and we want to build XYZ designs of and with several units of apartment in this place. So it is transparent for you to see if you do your due diligence. Like I said, due diligence is always good in the sense it gives you peace of mind, and you can sit down and actually defend whatever you're doing because you have done all your research on what you want. So it is transparent for you to say. Nobody's calling you to bring money online and then the trading is online. If the money falls today, your money falls. The money falls tomorrow, your money falls. And if it rises, your money rises and all that. We are telling you that this is a plot of land. It is 5 naira. And what kind of crowdfunding do you want to do? I want to do debt crowdfunding. I want to do equity crowdfunding. Whatever you want to do, it's obvious and it's very, very transparent for everybody to see. And of course, like I said, you diverse your investments to various assets and location. Various assets in the sense that you don't have to invest on typologies alone. That is 1 bed, 2 bed, 3 bed, or whatever. You can invest in land. You can invest in funds. And you don't have to invest in one country. Those of you that are in the US, you can invest in the US on real estate. You can invest in Nigeria on real estate. You can invest anywhere you are on real estate. That's the truth. So it gives you the opportunity to be flexible. It's not like you want to invest on Amazon. Amazon has gotten all their investors. So if you're sitting there waiting for the day that Amazon will sell shares, you're just wasting your time using all your money to by the time you know it, you've spent all your money on Ashoebi and all that. If you're waiting for Elon Musk to come and throw out shares, you're still wasting your time. Do you understand? Elon Musk has gone to a level whereby he's not even looking for investors. Just like Dangote is not looking for investors right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Gone are the days where banks used to sell shares every now and then. Today, you see banks, they are silent. They don't talk about shares. They've gotten to that level. Do you understand? So, real estate grows every day. Every day, real estate grows. Because people also require different kind of estates that they want to live. Things are shifting. There's a paradigm shift in real estate. A paradigm shift that comes every now and then because as a human being, our lifestyle is defined by the environment that we are in from time to time. In this COVID environment, people are creating a box whereby as you're coming in, you have to use the hand sanitizer and all that. Maybe we're going to get to a level whereby as you're entering people's houses, you are fumigated. I don't know. what you see in the airport, or as you're entering, a robot is giving you a mask and everything, ensuring that they are wearing you something to safeguard the people in the house. So the dynamism of real estate has to do with how the world is rotating. So that means every now and then there will be need for investors in real estate. There will be need for everyone to come with new ideas, new lifestyle that will suit the environment that we are in today in real estate. So please, our Nigerians in diaspora and our Nigerians in Nigeria, invest your money wisely. Stop spending your money on things that are not relevant to you. Spend your money on the things that will bring you more money. Spend your money on the things that it will give you peace of mind. You can wake up and come as an inspiration to the youth that are coming after you. You can be an inspiration to the youth that are around you. You can be an inspiration to those that are even here before you, saying all the steps that you've taken to some. A lot of informations are not available to us when we are growing up, honestly speaking. All this information that we're talking about, crowdfunding, wasn't available. We didn't know that people can actually bring money together and own a property. How much are those properties then? We're buying gold. We're buying all sorts of things. Looking good. We're buying laces and all that. But those informations were not available to us. And if they're available to you now, as a young man, as a young woman, growing up in this society, please utilize it. Crowdfunding is very, very good. It is very, very good. It gives you peace of mind. There's nothing you want to do right now that somebody else is not doing. You want to sell pure water, we have millions of pure water people selling. You want to sell this, you have millions of people. You want to do a lot of things. I know someone who is a friend who is trying to close down his factory, pure water factory somewhere in Nigeria. If I want to buy water, I'm not going to buy anything less than Nestle. So if you're doing your water, like package it, if I don't know the name, I won't buy. So if you say, I'd rather go and do water, do it and go and sell to the people that you want to sell to. But how much profit are you going to get? How fast is it going to move for you? So you can do all the businesses, but make sure it's a business that people really, really want, it, that people will go out of their way to get. Don't do businesses because you feel, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to own my own business. I want to own my own factory. I want to be a manufacturer. I want to be something. I want to be this. Do a business that gives you peace of mind and gives you an increase in your money. And you know for sure that there will always be market for it. And that is the real estate. The real estate business is the business of the day. It's the business of the business of the day. And when I mean day, I mean day. Today is day. Tomorrow is today. Tomorrow, every day is a day. So do business that is the business of the day. And I think okay, there's a notification here, but when I come back, I'll take time to answer this. But for now, let's take a break, and I'll be back on the Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
As you can see,
oh, yes.
I'm thankful for the life that I am living right now.
Easy baby, loke, loke. Shabaluwa, lo, shelo. Oh, oh, waliwa. Shabaluwa, lo, shelo. Lagos today and London tomorrow. Waliwa, lo, shelo. Oh, my zaye, zaye. Shabaluwa, lo, shelo. Easy baby, loke, loke. Shabaluwa, lo, shelo.
Balling for two. Let nobody do me better in truth.
Oh yeah, we've come to the end of today's real estate program, and my studio manager was asking me that how come real estate, before we know what's going on, the time is already gone, because we actually concentrate on getting to people, on what they need to know and all that. So we spend a lot of time talking to the audience and the listeners, and with a lot of concentration on how they can actually gain from the real estate investment. And today, like I said, we've talked about crowdfunding, and I want us to actually sit down, we're in our respective places, and think about crowdfunding, think about how we can multiply our money, how we can become that successful person that we are envisaging, and how we can become a blessing to other people, how we can become worthy of emulation, how people can look at us and say they want to be like us as well, not all of us just wanting to be like every other person. So it's not about you rioting or doing, like I said in my DP today, I said, look, youth, you don't even know who you're supposed to be. Maybe you're supposed to be the next president of Nigeria, maybe you're supposed to be the next investor, maybe you're next inventors, maybe you're the next big thing. So why do you want to waste your time, waste your life? And I said to someone who is abroad talking about why they're not allowing them to go for the what they call those things that they do, protest and all that, and I said, is it wrong for you to take a plane and come down and say, look guys, we are from US, we are from the UK, we are here to protest because we don't like what is going on. I mean, there's nothing that is stopping them from coming. So please don't hail us on the air and putting our young ones in trouble. Don't make them go and waste their lives. The ones that were wasted the other time, nothing was done, and they are gone forever. Please leave our youth alone. If you want to fight for Nigeria, please take the next flight and come down to Nigeria and fight for Nigeria. That's the way it is. Do not incite our youth. That's the way it works. You see what is happening in the US today. The first president to be tried twice, impeachment. And you know, when you don't think, as you're using your Twitter and all that, what puts Trump into trouble today is all the things that he was saying on Twitter. All those are the evidence against him. All those are the things that he was saying. So please, let's mind the way we incite our youths and all that. It's not okay. Leave them alone. God has created them for a purpose. And as long as you, the youth, did not see a dove resting on your head saying, this is my beloved Messiah for now, please don't be anybody's Messiah. Live your life for your parents who brought you to this world. They want to see you. They want to enjoy their fruits of their labor. They don't want to cry over you. And we don't want to cry over you. So I'll tell you, this is where we come to the end of the show. Youths of Nigeria, please see how you can make your life better. Crowdfunding is good. Put your money in real estate. Whatever amount you have, put it in real estate and invest your money properly. All those money you are putting online for protest and all that, please utilize it well for yourself. And let's see you at the top. Is that okay? So that's where we draw the curtain today. This is a Real Estate Nigeria show on the Spirit of Nigerian Radio. We're bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. We'll see you again next week, Saturday, when we come back with what is so positive and endearing as far as real estate is concerned. I'm your host, Kike Lamar Williams. Have a great weekend and stay blessed. No protest.
I'm thankful for the life that I am living now. No. Easy baby, love it, okay. Shabalu wa lo shelo. Oh, oh, waliwa. Shabalu wa lo shelo.
Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.